the silence outside means more than it ever has. In the sun reflecting off buildings, in the bluish haze, in the sky. Oh, the way that you walk across Lake, get on the bus. Oh, that freckle by your eye. Oh, how could I? Oh, how could I? Oh, how could I take that for granted?
Lukewarm, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Time. que después me dan dos cocotazos por aquí porque cierro los teléfonos.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman, something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
I try to. the ground. WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
She heard the talk, how could she not have? It was everywhere. Hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
Say goodbye. No one to wish him well.
truth at 45. Now it only reminds you how I lied. Better go change it. Settled in your home, safe from outside. You don't settle for any more alibis. Too many taken. You won't ride home in my car. I will never know just how you feel or what you are. All wrapped up in your pretty little cardigan, a coffee in your hand. It's too late to set it straight again. No chill, you understand. All torn up, couldn't get a break. I could never tell just what we are. Make damn sure you don't run and hide. You gotta
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke.
And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence.